You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends. Streaming live on the Big Woo Radio app. Here's your host, Big
Woo. NBA, NFL, it's game time. March Madness, BCS. It's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. We fact check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Big, Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and he's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports.
It's game time.
Yo, what's happening? What's going on? Welcome everybody to Off Topic Sports. We've been on a hiatus, but we're back. We're back and better than ever. Man, got my man Big Les in the building. What's going on, Big Les?
What's going on, Big Woo? It's been a minute. A few things been going on in the sports world, but hey, I'm glad to be back. Shout out to everybody. Summertime is here.
Yes.
Let's all get out, but let's be careful while we out. Enjoy this time, man. Let's embrace it.
Absolutely. It's been a minute since we had a chance to just relax and breathe freely without the mask. A lot of mask mandates been dropped, but if you haven't been vaccinated, I'd say be careful still. Anyway, I'm fully vaccinated. It is summertime, Big Les, and my pool is open. We have been swimming, and it feels good. It's nice and cold. As a welcome in, my man, Pastor Fight, is in the building. What's going on, Pastor Fight?
Yo, what's going on?
Welcome back.
A hot day.
And, yes, it is.
I was invited to play golf today, and I said, it is too hot to play golf. Yeah, I'll get you in the morning.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to do that in the morning, especially when summertime hit. You got to hit the course early before it get too hot, before that sun get way up there in the sky, start burning everything up. But, welcome. Thank you, everybody, for listening live. BigWooRadio.com. Everybody download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store and all of our folks. Search us out in the podcast app on the iPhone. We appreciate that. We really love it when you follow us on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. Like you said, Big Les, it's a lot going on right now. The NBA playoffs are in full swing, and the Lakers right now are losing to the Phoenix Suns by a score of 97-87, and this looked like it's going to be a done deal for the Suns here in about a minute or so with a 10-point lead unless something miraculous happened with the Lakers, but they've been playing like booty today. And, you know, they ain't really tripping on, you know, one game. But the Phoenix Suns is definitely a worthy opponent. I'm not going to say nothing about that, but, you know, it's round one, game one, and, you know, they got LeBron James. LeBron James is over there, Anthony Davis, you know, so. But this game, watching this game, you guys, made me realize that I haven't really watched much NBA this year because I'm trying to figure out why Anthony Davis don't like to play defense. Has he always been that way, Big Les? I mean, I don't know how much you follow the Lakers and Anthony Davis, but has he been a guy that doesn't really have that hustle? Not that he can't play defense. Now, he keep you in front of you. I mean, if he keep you in front of him, he got a better chance of, you know, blocking your shot or whatever. But once somebody blow past him, he ain't really putting that extra effort in to, you know, make a play from behind or what, you know, he ain't got that extra effort. Big Les, my question to you is, has Anthony Davis always been this unaggressive?
I think he might have been a little bit more hungrier last year because he seemed to get after it a little bit more. But nobody plays defense in the NBA, you know, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of dudes, they just don't play defense. And that's, you know, that's definitely a proof of the scores that you see.
Yeah.
115 to one, you know, 137s and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's basically an offensive-driven league compared to the era that we grew up in the 90s. where people were more willing to play defense. You had the 90, 91 games, which I feel is much better than the game is today. But,
right.
You know, and then you got to look at it, too. You know, the Lakers have played probably 3 games in the last 5 days or something like that. So,
Right, okay.
They could be a little tired.
I'll give them a pass.
They'll get 2 days off here. And they'll come back Wednesday. And so, and Phoenix been on for a week. So, yeah, they're going to be a little fresher, a little quicker.
Sure. Well, I mean, the play in particular that I saw with Anthony Davis, as we welcome in James J.T. Thompson and Adonis Donnie Martin in the building. What's going on, fellas?
Cooling, man. Excited to get back to a little bit of sports talk. Got the NBA playoffs in full swing, so what better time?
Absolutely. J.T., you there, brother?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Glad to be back in the mix, man, talking some sports.
Absolutely, and we got a lot to talk about. Hopefully we can slam a lot of it here in this hour. But the question I was asking, man, it was the play that I was talking about with Anthony Davis in general, that he just didn't play defense. And I was watching the game with my son, and I was like, man, if this was the 80s, Devin Booker would have been knocked on his butt and might have been put out the game with his little ass running around here, you know, just thinking he going to dunk on people. But he blew by probably Caruso or whatever for the Lakers and was going to the hole and ended up dunking. But Anthony Davis was right there. And instead of, you know, knocking him on his ass or attempting to block the shot and knocking him on his ass while acting like he's going to block the shot, he didn't do none of that. He just kind of crossed his arms across his chest and that was it. And Devin Booker just went on and dunked the ball. And I was like, wait a minute, man. I mean, are you not going to do nothing? You 7 foot tall. You're not going to put your arm up to swing at it or nothing? And so it led me to, you know, question Anthony Davis' defense. Now, on a couple plays after that, he blocked somebody's shot. I think it was DeAndre Ayton, and he might have blocked his shot or whatever. But that's what I was saying. If he can keep you in front of him, but if somebody break past him, it's over. I mean, he ain't doing nothing. And then Big Les, I mean, your point is valid about them, you know, playing a lot of basketball. And I haven't been really watching a lot, so I was just wondering. You know, is Anthony Davis always like this? I mean, maybe this is why he don't get, you know, Defensive Player of the Year or MVP and nothing like that, because he just don't seem to have that effort. Pastor Fight, since you was on here next, is that something that you noticed with Anthony Davis, him being a little lackluster in his defense?
Well, I think that Anthony Davis is just coming back from injury. Not too long ago. I know we speculate last year versus this year, but I think him and LeBron felt as though they have a on and off switch, and that once the playoffs started, the switch will turn on, they'll play better basketball, and they'll run through the playoffs. Right. But both of them took extensive time this year off due to injury, and I think they could have came back earlier, but decided to take some extra rest. And, you know, and I think now they're trying to turn it on, but they realizing as old as they are, it's not as easy to turn it back on. And the truth of the matter is, it's going to take them in this series, it's going to take them a couple of games for them to start clicking again. I don't foresee them just straight walking past the Phoenix Suns, because truth of the matter, they're a number two seed. Lakers are number 7 seed, which means they have home court advantage. I mean, you know, I ain't going to talk about the Utah Jazz right now because we just talked about the Lakers. But I just think that right now they're not clicking, and Anthony Davis is not playing his best basketball.
Well, they better do something, because the Phoenix Suns is not a team to be played with. I mean, like you said, the number two seed, and they got talent all over that team. So Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, those guys can play ball. So they gotta either get it together or just let LeBron go off. I don't know. But again, these guys are a little older, but they still young. Listen, this thing. Just think back when you was in your 30s, those of you that are older than 30. Just think back when you was in your 30s. You could still play hella ball. I know I was balling. I wasn't even a, you know, college player or, you know, or nothing like that. I went on the pro level especially. But when I was balling, I was balling. I was hustling and I was, you know, diving after loose balls and, you know, giving the body to whoever needed to get the body. If you're doing too much, you're going to get some of this body. And that's the way it was. But, you know, Anthony Davis, you know, he plays with a lot of money, a lot more money on the line. And he's got to, you know, take care of his body. If he ain't feeling right, he ain't 100%. He ain't 100%. You just don't go hard. But I don't know, man. These guys are still young to me and should still be going at 100 miles an hour. But what I wanted to talk to Donnie about was, Donnie that came in. Welcome, Donnie. Welcome. Give us a rundown of what you think about the play-in part of this playoffs and how all that felt as a, you know, a basketball aficionado that you are. How did you feel about this new play-in situation?
I got mixed feelings about it. The concept as a whole, excuse me, sort of kind of turned me off because it's one of those things where it's like, hey, we just need the best 8 teams. I mean, I don't really care about 9 and 10, and if they were that good anyway, they would have got in. You know, and not to mention, no matter who comes out of it, 9 times out of 10, they're going to lose to the number one seed. So why are we making such a big fuss about it? But as a fan of one of the teams in particular that ended up scrapping for one of those spots in the Charlotte Hornets, it made the regular season a whole lot more interesting. It brought three or four other teams into the fold that otherwise wouldn't have had any interest in the season because Charlotte ended up in that 10th spot. The season would have been over for us a week or two ago in that aspect. So I like that it added a lot of interest into the end of the regular season. And then going forward, the games. I don't know if I necessarily like the format and what they should do to tweak it, but the games that we ended up with, we ended up with 2 decent ones and 2 pretty crappy ones on that first week. You know, the Hornets unfortunately got blew out, and it looked like they didn't even belong there. But we also ended up with some great games, including the classic with that Warriors-Lakers game that came down to a last-second shot. And I actually love to see that, considering the fact that we actually had 2 of the NBA's top 5 stars in that first-round series. So that aspect, it made it great. Moving forward, would I be upset if they did away with it? No, not at all, because we could just get straight to the playoffs. But if they kept it, I wouldn't also be opposed to that either, because it did add, like I said, a little more excitement to the end of that regular season. And I did like that aspect of it.
Okay. So, I mean, is this something that they're going to – revisit? Was this just a trial, you know, period for this? It was just something they was trying to see how it worked, or what was the reasoning behind the change?
You know what? I like most of the players in the NBA, I don't know what the heck is going on with that. I don't know who came up with it, why it was implemented this season, and what is going to be the future of it going forward. I was just as confused as LeBron was when a couple of weeks ago when he was talking about he didn't understand and then the world gave him heck for it. But I was thinking, glad somebody said something because I didn't get it. But to answer that question, no, I don't know what the heck the future of this play-in tournament is. But I do feel like if you're going to have it next year, you may need to tweak it and maybe just let 9. I don't know what you got to end up doing. But it may be – we'll see.
Okay. JT, I want to get your thoughts on that too. I'm gonna get everybody's thoughts on the play-in game and what they felt about it. But JT, do you have any information about why this went down the way it did, or if it will continue?
I think the reasoning behind it was to keep teams from really tanking, which some teams were doing. Those things and keeping the games competitive, which for me, I've seen that. And I think, you know, I've seen Golden State play 2 classic games, 1 against the Lakers and 1 against the Memphis Grizzlies, which You know, Jay Morant showed why he's top tier player.
Right.
And, you know, they battled back and forth. They went shot for shot. But it's my understanding that it's the reason is to keep it competitive and give a little ump to, the regular season. So it counts for something. Teams are still playing, still right. balling. The only disappointment I had was what Donnie mentioned, was the Charlotte Hornets. I did not understand why, you know, you work that hard during the season and you show up and you don't show up for a pivotal game and being on national TV. It was, to me, it was embarrassing to yeah. sit there and watch that after they played so well all season long. But I'd be with it and I would be in favor for it moving forward. Because to me, it gave a twist, and right. it gave something else to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. also, especially with coming off, fans coming back in. Man, I've been excited just seeing fans back in the building and yeah. hearing the roar of the crowd. And so for yeah. me, man, I'm with it, man.
Yeah, Pastor Fight,
hey,
how
let
do you
me say this real quick?
Go ahead, Don.
Let me say this real quick. One, JT, like you said, I did appreciate that. I wish the Hornets would have at least got that ninth seed so we could have at least got one home playoff game. So in that aspect, that does add that excitement. I would have been there for that for sure. And two, one more thing. They need to figure out what they're going to do with that play-in tournament. And I'm going to say this. Jason Tatum dropped 60, or 50 feet, whatever the heck he dropped. I hit 50 yeah. feet the other day. And none of those stats count. They don't count as regular season stats, nor do they count as playoff stats.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Nah, bro, I want my 60 points in the record book. You know what I mean? Right. Y'all better figure out where to put that in. So y'all
sure.
definitely got to tweak that system.
I think it's part of the season, it's part of the playoffs or whatever you want to say, a play-in game, whatever, still part of
that don't count for either one.
Well, they need to change that for sure. They need to change that because that's when the playoffs should be considered started. I don't care what you call it, the play-in to the playoffs or whatever, but it's still part of the postseason. So you got to at least count it as the postseason stats, at least. But Pastor Fight, I wanted to get your thoughts and maybe if you had some ideas on what they could tweak or should they not tweak it, should they take it out? But did it garner your interest for the season? And do you think they should keep 10 teams?
So I don't know if you all remember this episode of the Cosby Show when Theo got bad grades and he said, "Dad, I'm not any less of a son if I wasn't a doctor. If I wasn't a lawyer," and he gives this touching speech about how him making bad grades is just, you know, him being him. And so I want to answer your question with Dr. Huxtable's response to Theo.
That is
the dumbest thing I have ever seen. Let me just tell you guys honest truth. What happened in this play-in, whatever it's called, play-in to the tournament, is exactly what had perpetuated itself all season long. There is a reason why only the top 8 teams make the playoffs.
Mm.
There is a reason. Because playoff basketball is a more grueling than regular season basketball. And if you can't make it to the top 8, I would dare even say the top 16, you have absolutely no chance of contending for the championship.
Oh,
and
wow.
So the truth of the matter is, I would dare say that this needs to be scratched altogether for two reasons mainly. Number one, the safety of players. Because I am risking myself as a 7 seed that I could be saving myself because I'm gonna have to travel to play. You know, I'm not gonna be a home game the first two games. So I gotta travel. So for the safety of the players, number one, and for number two, I mean, this is you're not like we just said. Nothing I do here is for me personally. So when I'm thinking about incentives for my contract and stuff like that, then these stats don't go to my incentives. If I get a triple-double and that can take my average from the playoffs or the regular season and make it something greater, and then I can get more money in my contract, then yes, I would love it. But if it's not going to count, then what's the purpose? It makes absolutely no sense. So,
yeah,
86 in my opinion.
No, I mean, Big Les, what are your thoughts? I mean, this is something that, you know, keeps teams from possibly, you know, throwing games or, you know, losing games that they, you know, so they can get a better lottery spot. Should they scrap it, Big Les?
In my opinion, I'm just going to keep it short and simple. Number one, I agree with Donnie, about there's too many teams in the playoffs, and the bottom seeds are not going to make it. This is probably the only sport. In football, you can be a wild card and still win the Super Bowl. So it's been done. It's been proven those things can happen. So real quickly, I think they need to go back to the format that they had a long time ago. First round is 3 out of 5. I think you play 3 out of 5. It gives the underdog team a chance. More so than the winning 4 games. You know, you might have a better chance of winning 3 than you do 2, and that will put a little bit more pressure on the number one seed to perform. But I think it's too much. It's too long. So what? You've seen all these games the last, and they've been pretty good here and there, but those teams are not going to win it. And you know when they get to the end, it's going to be the same result that the higher seeds, in most cases in the first round, we're dealing with the 1 and the 8 and maybe the 2 and the 7, except for the LA game, have a chance of moving further. Yeah. I just think it's a waste of time. Yeah, it's a little buzz because people give something for people to talk about. And then, like Pastor said, it's a wear and tear on the body to play those extra games, to do the extra traveling. And some do 3 games in 5 days. You know, come on, man. You know, so.
Okay, 704-489-3316, Off Topic Sports, Big Wheel Radio. Got the fellas in the building. We back doing our thing, talking about some sports. The thing on the table right now is there's this play-in game or this play-in tournament that they done this year. Should they do it? Should they do away with it? What do you think about it? Do you like it? 704-489-3316. I personally believe, I think there should be, since you had alluded to the wild card in football, thinking maybe there should be a wild card in basketball. Big Les, do you think that would, you know, maybe give an underdog a shot to be, you know, in on a wild card, like the 9th team in, I guess, instead of a whole all-in play-in tournament that don't count for nothing other than to be the number 8 team or to be the number 9 team in the playoffs? I don't know. I think they should maybe just be a wild card spot. What do you think, Big Les?
I go with that. I just think the way the NBA is, the higher seeds are going to prevail. You know, the teams have been whooping butt all year. Most of the time, you can probably tell who's going to be there, at least in the final four.
Right.
That's there. And so I just think, you know, they need to pull back. It's too many games. The 4 out of, you know, you got to win. Or, you know, you have a potential playing 16 games in the postseason. I just think the first round is whack. They need to shorten it. And then from there on, like, you know, like they used to do. And then the 4-4-4, as Moses would say.
Okay. Wild card spot or something like that. Maybe even play less games in the regular season. Give and maybe put more playoff or two wild cards from each conference. You know, so that'll put what 9, 10 teams in the playoffs from each conference. You could do it like that instead of the dumb play-in thing. You know, play less games during the season, let more teams in the playoffs. Donnie, what are your thoughts on that?
Nah, man, I just recommend keeping it the way it always been, 1 through 8. You end up in the number 9 seed. Sorry, you in the lottery. Like, it is what it is. If they're going to do it, you know, keep it, I just say tweak a little bit what you had going on this year. Just make it a little bit faster. Maybe eliminate one. I don't know. Just how about we just go back to the 1 through 8? And like we said, the 9, 10 teams, ain't going to win nothing anyway. The only true team in that bottom bracket that had a legit shot is the Lakers. Because even Golden State, had they beat the Lakers and or Memphis, I don't think Golden State had enough firepower to make it through any, you know, much less one round and more or less the second. Lakers may be the only team out of the five, six extra teams that played in that wild card tournament that actually even had a shot at competing for a championship. And the way they're looking, I don't know if they're going to make it out the first round against Phoenix. So with that being said, we really don't need all of these extra teams. Work your butt off through the regular season. If your team ended up injured or whatever, like the case of the Hornets or the Lakers, that's just unfortunate. You go home this year. Sorry about your 9, 10, 11 seed. One through eight, here we go. Let's get this thing started.
One through eight. So that's basically half of each conference, right? It's like 16 teams in each conference. So half of them make the playoffs.
I mean, that's how it's been for the last, since we've had over 20 teams.
I think eight is good. Eight is good. Leave it as it is, man. If you can't get in the top eight, then you just don't. You better luck next year. That's the way I feel about it as well. I mean,
lottery, draft you somebody good, and maybe you can make top eight next year.
Goodbye. Yeah, because I mean, just think about it. How many teams in the NBA came in as an eighth seed and won it all? I don't know if there's any. I don't think there is any.
Two that I know of even win a first round play. I remember the Nuggets beat Seattle.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think. I think it happened one other time, but only once, maybe twice, has an eight seed ever even beat a number one. So, like, it's 9 and 10. We don't really need them.
And I think that they may be trying because there's so many teams in the West that have a shot. But really, I mean, even in the West. You come into the eighth seed, you're not really going to go too far. It don't matter.
Then if that is the case, I have heard this another time. Get rid of the conferences, just take your best 16 teams and then seed them accordingly. Mm. Now, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Like you said, if you got 12 teams out of the West with better records than the other guys in the East, then you just take your four best from the East, your 12, eight best from the West. Well, long story short, get your best 16 teams that you had this season, regardless of conference, and then line them up that way, and let that just playoffs. I'm not opposed to that, but to add
that's interesting. That's interesting.
I wouldn't mind doing away with the conferences. Like you already done it with the All Star game. There's no more conferences in the All Star game. You just pick your players now.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could do away with that. Best 16 teams you got, line them up accordingly, and let's get this thing cracking.
Wow. Or divide it up like the NFL. It's for four conferences on each coast. I don't know. Sounds good. 704-489-3316. If you want to get in, that's how you do it. We got the fellas in the building. Yeah. Go ahead, Pastor.
Answer your earlier question. No number eight seed in the history of the NBA has made it to the conference finals.
There are instances
where eight seed has defeated the number one seed. And I can't remember all of them, but I know back in 07, I think the Golden State Warriors defeated the Dallas Mavericks. And I think that's the only one I can think of right now off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. I remember that one. And then, like I said, that Mutombo, but that was only, like Les said, that was only a three-game series when Mutombo and them beat the Supersonics back in the day. But them the only two occurrences I could think of.
That's what Big Les was talking about. Bring it back down to five games, best out of five to the best out of seven. Get an underdog a chance. It might not win all the time every year, but there will be those instances where you will muster up three games, especially if you get to play two of them at home. At least one or two of them at home, then you're talking about something. Some things that could happen. I want to remind everybody, this is a segment that's brought to you by Water Bean Coffee. Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Tell them Big Woo sent you. Get you a discount on some coffee. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk some more NBA. Who these guys think going to win it all? I know that's going to be a tough question because there's so many teams. My son and I was just talking about how many teams could actually take this thing. But I'm still rooting for the Lakers. I got the Lakers all the way, baby. Ain't no secret about that. But there's so many teams that could do it, especially if the Lakers don't get their stuff together. They lost today against the who they put? Phoenix Suns. I'm sorry, 99-90. Philadelphia won their game today, their first playoff game. They beat Washington 125-118. You got games coming up later on at 7 o'clock, in particular Atlanta, New York, and then you got 9:30 game Memphis and Utah. Who you got? We come back. We'll talk about it just a few minutes. After this message. Keep it locked right here, Big Wool Radio, Off Topic Sports. We'll be right back.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live, Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Please listen to.
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
I'm Street the Villain, and you're tuned in to Big Woo Radio. Oh.
Welcome back to the program. 704-489-3316 is how you get in. If you want to get in, you want to talk about whatever we're talking about, or you got something that you got a question, or you got something that you want to talk about, or you got a question, whichever way, give us a call. 704-489-3316. You can email us at Big Wool Radio or JT at BigWoolRadio.com. BigWoolRadio at gmail.com. You can message us on any of our social media at Big Wool Radio on everything. Just hit us up a direct message or something like that, and we'll take care of your question on the next show. Or if you get it in time, we'll take it in on this show. But this second half of the show is brought to you by Wine 49. My cousin is doing big things, man. Wine 49, even though the 49 stands for the 49ers. She messed up there, but I still love her, and she does great stuff. She's going to show you how to pair your wines with whatever food you're eating that night, that day, or whatever. Just hit her up on Wine 49 on Facebook, and she'll hook you up. So Wine 49, she'll be here this Friday on the Florida Poetry Show. She's going to talk about some wines and pair some wines with some foods and the best wines and her favorite wines and things like that. Because sometimes people don't know what's sweet and what's you know, people don't like the sour wines. And so, you know, she can tell you which ones are sweet. So hit her up, Wine 49. Welcome back, everybody listening. Thank you for downloading the Big Woo Radio app. Thank you for listening live. We appreciate you. I want to get into the winners of this year's NBA championship. Number one, I want to find out from you guys, you expert NBA guys. Start with you, Donnie. Let's start with JT. JT been a little quiet. JT, is LeBron James and Anthony Davis and the Lakers, are they going back to the finals again this year?
So the question to me is, do I think the Lakers are going back?
Yep.
And I believe that I answered that emphatically with the, you know, they, to me, guys are a little, you know, a little older, and I think the injuries, coming back from those injuries, man, it's different, you know, for those cats, even though they're super athletes. I think chemistry is really important, and I think, you know, to see, I kind of look at them like I look at Brooklyn. Man, y'all ain't played a whole lot of minutes together. Yeah. Y'all still trying to develop, you know, that team chemistry is something that's really, really, really important, and I think whoever wins it this year, is going to be the team that's got the best chemistry amongst each other. And it's a few teams that's in that mix. The Lakers, though, for me, even though they got LeBron, and when you got LeBron, you got a shot all the way around. But I just don't see them repeating this year. But who I have thought about, and I'm stepping out on my faith, and I have carefully deliberated over this. I've even agonized over this during this playing and stuff. And I have the Washington Wizards going to the finals.
Whoa. I knew you was going to say something ridiculous. Like, I saw it coming. I was hoping you wouldn't know. I knew it.
You knew it was coming, Donnie. You knew it was coming.
Tell you what, whatever he do hit, he going to hit big. If he likes to bet on the loss.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you. You can't make money on buying. You can't bet on the favorite and make money. I see you, JT. I see you, bro.
You can't, man. You can't. As long as there's a Russell Westbrook and a triple-double king, I gotta put my money, man, because I'd be an instant millionaire when they win the title.
Okay. Yeah. That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, Donnie, what are you? Where are you at on this?
Oh, man. What's the question? Who I think going to win it?
You got two. You got the will the Lakers get back to the finals first? And then and who's going to take it all?
If the Lakers get back to the finals, I will be thoroughly impressed with what they were able to accomplish. And I mean, I would really like all of the LeBron detractors to shut up at that point. I mean, because I'm having trouble seeing them even getting out of this first round series against Portland, against Phoenix. But even if they do, I feel like they're going to up against a well-oiled machine next round in Denver, who I'm assuming is going to beat Portland. But even if they don't get Denver, Dame Lillard in Portland is the problem. So either way, if they were to make it out of that first, then second, and then if you get that far, you either got to face Utah or the Clippers, and you make it out of there. So I just think the road is too hard for the Lakers to get out of the West. I don't think they have enough firepower this year. Anthony Davis is averaging the fewest points he's averaged since his second year in the league and the lowest amount of rebounds since his rookie year. He's just not there together. He's only played in half of the games this year, been in and out of the lineup, and just isn't well. And same way with LeBron, you know, a little nagging injuries. Chris, I seen Chris Paul almost threw his shoulder out, you know, like today. Yeah. So I think all of that's going to catch up with the Lakers. I just don't think they're going to have enough to get out. Who's making it out of the West? I really don't know. I could see three or four teams coming out of the West other than the Lakers. I think Denver has a legit shot. Utah has a legit shot. And I could also see the winner of that Clippers-Mavs series, especially more so the Clippers if they were to make it out of that first round. It's a tough first round for them. But West, I don't know. I cannot tell you who's making it to the finals in the West right now. It's just too tough of a call. In the East, I feel like Brooklyn is going to make their way out of it, but they don't have an easy road either. Even this first-round series with Boston and Jason Tatum and Kemba, that's going to be tough. You're going to get Milwaukee and Giannis in the second round, and then if you're lucky enough to make it to the conference finals, you get Joel Embiid and them. So it's not going to be an easy path for Brooklyn to make it through there, but I just feel like they have too much talent to lose. And even if they were to suffer an injury to one of their big three, they still have enough firepower to make it out of the East. So I got Brooklyn against somebody. And right now it's just way too early to call for me.
Well, Donnie, this is not how we do this. You got to make a call. Because I'm treating the winner. I'm treating the winner to dinner.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, a little incentive out there.
I like that. I'll be down there in July. I will select.
Putting in a little incentive.
I'm going to go ahead and, good gracious, this is going to be tough, man, because I could see Brooklyn, Milwaukee, or Philly making it out of the East. But I'm going to go ahead and go with Brooklyn, and I think Brooklyn's going to win the finals. I think whoever comes out, I hope I'm wrong, though. I don't want to see them get a chip together. I really don't.
I don't either. Please, I hope you're wrong. I don't mind treating you to dinner, but I hope you're wrong.
Man, yo, how about you go to somebody else and then come back to me? I'm not ready for my final answer yet. I still ain't got a final answer.
I'm gonna put a question mark beside your Brooklyn.
Yeah, do that for me.
All right, pass the fight. Who you got? Will the Lakers go back first, and who will win the chip?
I think Lakers won't go back, even if they make it out of the first round, which is a big question mark. I just don't foresee them in these type of series, in this type of environment right now. Okay, my daughter. With this type of environment, with them being able to make it all the way. I mean, the West is pretty stacked. And to be honest with you, can my pick be conditional?
No.
Like, if this happens, then this will happen?
Nope.
What? Come on. Okay.
Nope.
So,
hey, that's where I'm at with it, man. It's way too early to call it.
Well, okay. I'm going to make a pick. And I'm going to tell you why I made this pick. All right. So, right now, who is it? Is it Dallas and the Clippers playing against each other?
Yep.
In the first round?
Yep.
I'm taking the winner of that series. And to be honest with you, I see the Clippers winning that series. And I just think that the Clippers have entirely too much on that team right now. Now, I think they're one of the greatest sleepers across the playoffs as well. I mean, when you look at, they got a Nicholas Banham, Rajon Rondo, who is a champ, who's there. You obviously can't count out Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, DeMarcus Cousins, Patrick Beverley and his defensive and getting under people's skin. I think when it comes to that roster, Serge Ibaka for defense, when you begin to look at that roster across a 7-game series, with Kawhi coming in and being able to clinch it for you and Paul George, I think that team is very well put together with no one superstar demanding the ball like the Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn is going to self-destruct. Too many shooters, not enough defense on that team. They're going to try to put up 150 points. Right. So I'm going to go with the Clippers. I think that's a safe bet, and I think that they'll be able to pull it out.
All right, Clippers, best of fight. Big Les, will the Lakers make it back?
Yes.
And who will win the championship?
All right, so when we talk about the Lakers, we got to remember something. October 11, 2020, okay? That was the date that the Lakers won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember that the season came back and started again in December. Mm. Or, you know, early, sometime in December. And then they played all the way till now May. So once again, they're tired. That's a long time to be playing. LeBron has played in, 10 consecutive finals and played all the way to late June. Mm. So the Lakers could be tired, and I don't know if they'll have enough in the end to get there, to get to the championship. And like Donnie said, their path is going to be pretty rough. So that would be the only thing with the Lakers that I would see being a problem, that they're just burnt out because they've been playing almost a year and a half of straight basketball. I don't want to see Brooklyn win it. I don't think that they'll be healthy in the end because they continue to have injury problems. So I think that's going to be something that's going to hinder them. So to say who's going to win it, man, it's so wide open. Can I get a pause? Can I get what you gave? The other ones are passed, man. What you gave, Donnie?
Well, you only got one more person to go after you. That's JT. So, I mean, if you want to say something and question.
Well, JT.
No, wait, JT chose Washington.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
he picked the.
So you the last one. You know I got the Lakers. I got the Lakers. So you the last one. Okay. So nope, you don't get a pass.
All right. Well, you know, if JT picking the Wizards is like giving a whale a Tic Tac. It don't make sense. But, I don't want to pick Brooklyn, so I'm not gonna pick them. But I'm going with the Sixers.
Sixers. All right. I hope you're right.
Yeah. I'm a Dr. J fan, and you know, yeah. I'm a roll with the Sixers.
There we go.
You know he's not playing, right?
It would help. It would definitely help.
Big Les, I just want you to know the ghost of Wes Unseld is going to be haunting you tonight, man. Close your eyes.
Hey, that's a big ghost to be haunting you.
For real. All right, Donnie, we back at you with the Brooklyn Nets. You staying with the Brooklyn Nets or?
No, I am not, man. Good gracious. I'm going with the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm giving Giannis his first chip this year. I don't know how he's going to pull it off, but he's going to.
Okay. Milwaukee Bucks it is. No Brooklyn Nets. All right, JT Washington, Donnie Milwaukee. Pass the fight, the Clippers, Big Les the Sixers, and I got the Lakers. We'll see how it goes down. But that's
good. That's crazy that we all have five different teams. Normally in the last few years, one of us would have had Cleveland, one of us would have had the Warriors, you know, like that thing. But it's so wild in this year that anybody really could win this thing.
And five different teams.
The second round will tell me a lot more. I can't wait to see who the second round matchups end up being, because that'll go a long way to who I ultimately think is going to win. But, right now I'm going with Milwaukee. It's wide open.
It is wide open. All right, let's get into the over and under. JT, you got some over and under for us, man?
Yeah, I definitely do.
All right, over and under brought to you by Trade and Travel Academy. Go check them out, www.patreon.com/trade-travel-academy. My cousin Isaiah is helping you do some big things in the financial market. All right, JT's over and under.
Is it over? Is it under? It's time for JT's over under. Over under. Over under.
All right, JT, what you got?
All right, man, the question is simple, and I want y'all's opinion on this. Two quarterbacks that I've been watching closely in the offseason, one is Cam Newton, one is Deshaun Watson. My question to y'all is, which quarterback, when the season starts, will be on the field for his team and starting and will have an impact on his organization?
Mm. Let's start. Go ahead, Donnie.
I'm gonna say neither. I hate to be the one, man. I hope Cam, I really hope Cam has a break. I hope he does it because as a Jets fan, I don't want to see New England doing that good.
Yeah.
But for Cam Newton's individual sake, I would like to see him have a good season. But one wrong move, one injury, he's going to get Drew Bledsoe into Tom Brady, and I think they're going to try to make Mac Jones something. So I have a lot of concerns for Cam. And with Deshaun, I just don't think Houston is going to let him go. But I also think it's going to be, you know, some being as though he's still going to want out of town, they're going to make sure he don't touch that field for them or nobody else by the time this season starts off. So a lot of it has to do with how his legal cases and issues go. But I don't think either one of them is going to be starting week one and then make – I think Cam may start week one, but I don't think either one of them will have a very successful season this year.
Wow. All right, Pastor Fight, what do you think?
Well, being that Deshaun Watson is going to be put on paid leave, he may not even be on a roster.
That's the truth.
Of his pending case. So, obviously – Cam has the better chance due to the fact that Deshaun has more legal troubles to wrestle with, and the court system ain't moving too fast to get a case so that he can hit the field. So I guess the obvious answer is Cam Newton, but you know that ain't even a guarantee due to the fact that looked like the Patriots drafted his replacement. He only signed a 1-year deal, so I don't really know if Cam is gonna be the starter, you know. So this is gonna be interesting.
Cam gonna show out, man. Cam gonna show out this year. I think he really, you know, anytime his feet is put to the fire in situations like this, anyway, he comes out and he plays pretty well. If he stays healthy, we'll see. Big Les, you got to coach him up?
I got a real quick one, man. Real quick before I start, I think Deshaun, and isn't it amazing how after the draft and the trades and stuff is over, they're not really talking about that anymore? And, I mean, that's just something I've noticed. I think Cam is going to get an opportunity to start, but whether he finishes or not, that will depend on his performance. So that's just kind of where I'm at. So yeah, my coach him up.
Before you do the coach him up, can I just add one more thing in that conversation? Julio Jones has made it known he wants to play with Cam Newton.
He made it known he want to go to the Patriots, and that's why I feel like they're gonna get that Alabama connection back with Mac Jones getting there. You know, that's what I'm concerned about is if Julio do show up, then I feel like Cam's days become numbered.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think he really wanted to go play with Cam Newton. I think he wants to be a New England Patriot and may the best quarterback get the job, Mac Jones. All right, Big Les. Let's coach them up. This is what we're going to talk about. People that don't do right, they need some coaching. So, Big Les, coach them up.
All right, gentlemen. My coach them up today is the lesson to be learned is never poke the bear. That is my title for today. Never poke the bear. And I am regarding to Steven Jackson, Stephen A. Smith, Charmaine the God, and who's the other one? Oh, Matt Barnes.
He was the good
gentleman. Yes, gentlemen, you have poked the bear, and you got a little more than what you bargained for, because Kwame Brown has been going in on these fools to the point where Charlemagne the God has called lawyers and asked them and told him not to say anything about his allegedly rape incident. So Kwame went, and man, they think Kwame is dumb and he can't read and write. This dude went and got the legal document and posted this morning and apologized for saying about the alleged rape. But then he said, this is what you were charged with and read it. Leave the man alone. He is killing you guys. The only thing I hope that Kwame does, you know, it's got to be a period that you got to tone it down, because you keep going in like this, it may turn against you somewhere.
Yeah.
But for right now, he has shut up Stephen A. He has shut up Stephen Jackson. He has shut up the guy with the nice hair, the light-skinned brother.
Becky with the good hair.
And yeah, and the dude with the patches on his eye, he calls Charlemagne the God. So so the lesson to be learned today is don't poke the bear, gentlemen, because you might get more than what you ask for.
Absolutely. That's to coach him up, boy. Y'all better take heed. Take heed, boy. Nigga Les, appreciate you. Coach him up. All right, man. That's it, man. We come to the end of this segment of the show, this show, because I'm about to go get in the pool because it's hot outside, and I'm gonna leave y'all. Oh well, let's do some shout outs real quick before we get out of here. Big Les, I know you normally got some shout outs for your boys, so go ahead and shout them out.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my man Stephen G in Cleveland, my man Hassan down in Florida, my man JB in Pennsylvania/New York. But I really want to give a special shout out to Mr. Paul Mooney, man. He passed away this week.
Yes.
And definitely a legend in the comedy field. I don't think he really got the credit that he deserved, but he was very open and very to the point and was funny with it. Like, he told the truth. And a lot of people didn't want to deal with Paul, but Paul wrote for, everybody knows, you know, he wrote for Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
He was the writer for Homie the Clown. He wrote on the Dave Chappelle Show. And he wrote for a lot of others. He wrote for Eddie Murphy when he was, I think, during a stretch or two. So, Paul Mooney, man, definitely one of a kind.
Absolutely.
And I just want to give him his props. So shout out to Paul Mooney, man.
No doubt. Donnie, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, man. You know, I normally don't really have any shout outs, but this week I do. To the 2020 or 2021, however you want to look at it, NBA Hall of Fame class, man, featuring the late, great Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and my main is the all-mans, Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Also want to give a shout-out to the other members, Rudy Tomjanovich, Eddie's coach, Eddie Sutton, Tamika Catchings, Kim Mulkey, and Barbara Stevens. But all of y'all, man, great career, but more importantly, happy my boy KG got the recognition that he finally deserves. I'm glad he was able to pull off that chip in Boston, because when you don't get one, they act like everything else you did on the court don't really matter for much, i.e. Karl Malone and Allen Iverson, even though you were a dog out there. So I'm glad was able to put that hardware on his finger, because now he was able to be a first ballot Hall of Famer where he deserves. And shout out to one of the best Hall of Fame classes I've ever seen with my own eyes. So yeah, shout out to the 2020 NBA Hall of Fame class.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one. Got it. Pastor Fight, you got any shout outs?
Big shout out to Phil Mickelson, 50 years old, leading PGA right now. And he's on hole number 17 with a young cat. But the young cat is 2 strokes behind him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just, you know, as I get a little older, you know what I'm saying, Phil let me know I could still end up at the top.
You
know
there you
man?
Go.
Young cat.
Hey, let Phil put you in the hospital. You know, he's a professional.
You have to think you can get out there on that PGA tour.
Don't shoot down my dream.
You know what? Hey, KG got to the Hall of Fame. I called my boy up. I was like, yo, man, we got to get a basketball, yo. So don't worry. I got inspired, too, but I need to slow myself down.
Slow your roll. JT, you got any shout-outs? What you got going on, man?
Yeah, man, I want to give a shout-out to Kevin Garnett and Karl Malone for being the only 2 people they talk to themselves constantly on national TV and nobody questioned what they said. I also want to give a mad shout out to Paul Pierce for showing us how quickly you can get fired or posting the wrong thing on social media. And I want to salute y'all, man. It's good to be back in the mix, man, talking sports.
Absolutely. Shout out, man. I just want to shout out y'all and all the people that's going to the Hall of Fame. Of course, Paul Mooney, everybody, man. Appreciate everybody that listened to us and follow us on all of our social media. Check us out on this Friday. We got Nima Shining Star L going to be in the building with JT and myself for the Florida Poetry Show at 6 p.m. on Friday. But also this Tuesday, got the Poetic Goddess, myself, Lil Bucky, JB might pop in and out, whatever. But check us out Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Then we'll be back here on Sundays for off-topic sports, more sports talk. You know, Memorial weekend coming up, so we may or may not be here more. It just depends on what my night before was like. But we will try to make it if we can. What else? Oh, don't forget June 5th, the Poetic Goddess Nyana Renee will be in Water Bee Coffee doing her poetry. I'm doing her poetry. I don't know if y'all know your phone not on mute, but it's just a lot of racket going on. But June 5th, poetry, Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon, the Poetic Goddess, One Mic Stan. She's going to be doing her thing. It's going to be erotic. 7 p.m. Starts at 7 p.m. Starts at 7 p.m. on June 5th. So we're going to be up in there. It's going to be an adults-only event. Adults-only, and you must have a ticket, of course, unless you know me or Nyana.
Shout out to Kwame Brown, too. I forgot. Got to give him a shout out.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Shout out to Kwame Brown.
He's killing it.
You're killing him, man. June 5th. All right, so that's it. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to leave y'all with Love 2.0 by my man, JT, the poet. Poet JT in the building. And that's it, man. On behalf of Pastor Fights, James J.T. Thompson, Adonis Donnie Martin, Big Les, myself, I'm Big Woo. Peace. God bless. We out.
The most incredible feeling and emotion at an all-time high. If it's a dream, don't wake me up. To feel it is to know it. When you're deeply in it, striving for forever and always, infinity will be the cherry on top. Before God, saying those vows and dedicating our lives to be together as one, always, through thick and thin, sickness and health, the great, the understanding, the unexpected, the obstacles, no matter what, I promise to love you always. Love incredibly and passionately. Love always. Poet JT.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
In the still of the night.